Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Dr. Neil Barnard, author physician with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. You were collecting some data from a cafeteria experiment or cafeteria project you were doing with Geico, where you're offering a vegan diet. Well, I'll tell you what, go ahead and tell us a little bit about the project and then kind of where you've gone from there, because you'll explain it much better than I.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. My office in Washington, D.C., you know, I grew up in Fargo, but my office is now here in Washington, D.C. When I look out my window, about three blocks away is Geico, its national headquarters, and they sell all the car insurance out of there. Well, a number of years ago, I got talking with the health director there, and we decided to do a study of a vegan diet at work. And in other words, it was veggie burgers or veggie chili in the lunch bar. And people could choose the vegan items. And anybody who decided to go all the way vegan all the time was invited to be in a study. And we compared them to another Geico plant in Virginia where they didn't get the intervention. And what we found is that right away we could see a difference. The people who went vegan started losing weight. If they had diabetes, it started to get better. Many health measures improved. So then we did a big study in 10 different cities at the Geico facilities in each of those cities, from Buffalo, New York, to Macon, Georgia, and San Diego, California, and many others. And we found the same thing, that it's a terrific way to lose weight, even if you're not counting calories. There's just something about these foods that causes people to trim down their waistline in a really good way. And if they have diabetes, it gets better. Their blood pressure tends to come down. Cholesterol improves, too. So we published the findings in medical journals, and it's really been an inspiration to see what you can do.
What's the next step in a study like that?
Well, it has been of great interest to healthcare professionals, and many other businesses, particularly around here, have adopted the same kind of thing. Our power company is called Pepco, the Potomac Electric Power Company, and they asked us to come in and do the same thing for them, which we did. And our biggest employer here in Washington, of course, is the federal government. So we have been working with a lot of the branches of the federal government to institute the same kind of thing for them. Now, if you are thinking maybe the big issue is not just how trim we are, but can we cut back on health care costs, I think that is exactly where the money is. That if you're spending $500 a month on your health care premiums, or $600 or $700 or more, can you imagine if we had everybody actually eating in a healthier way? So they didn't need so much in the way of cholesterol drugs or diabetes drugs. That would be a terrific thing. And if you don't ever have that heart attack and don't need treatment for it, you're saving serious money.
Just kind of an update on that book, and then what other books you got in the hopper right now?
Well, thank you for asking. It's Power Foods for the Brain is a book that I wrote about how foods can help protect the brain against Alzheimer's disease, because the research on this is really fascinating. And nobody had really put it together before, so that's what I did. And so Power Foods for the Brain came out in 2013. But I have a new book that's actually coming out in the new year, although you'll see it on Amazon now if you want a description of it. It's called The Cheese Trap. And it's what you and I have talked about, that people eat a little bit of cheese and they just feel kind of hooked on it. And it's the one food people don't want to give up, no matter how fatty and high cholesterol it might be. So The Cheese Trap is coming out in February of 2017.
What are just some rules of thumb that people might want to incorporate into their lives, just if they want to do these basic dietary changes to their diet? Maybe they're not going to go all the way into a vegan or vegetarian lifestyle, but maybe, you know, a couple meals a week they might want to look at. Just what do you recommend to people like that?
Okay, well, people can go much further. The first thing I would say is size up what your goals are. If your goal is to lose weight, or let's say your goal is to turn around diabetes, here's what I would do. I would take a week, and during that week, you don't change your diet at all. But what you do instead is you start looking for foods that happen to be vegan. In other words, they happen to have no animal products in them. So, for example, you're at a Mexican restaurant, and you have the bean burrito, hold the cheese. That happens to be vegan. Or you have a pizza without cheese but with extra toppings, extra mushrooms, tomatoes, olives, onions, that kind of thing. That happens to be vegan. If it's vegan, that means it's going to have no animal fat and no cholesterol, just by definition. So start thinking what all those foods might be. That takes a week. Then when you're ready, about a week later, and you know which foods fit and which ones you like, then go all vegan all the time for 3 weeks, 21 days, just as an experiment. At the end of that time, your waistline will be trimmer, your blood sugar will be coming down, your cholesterol goes down, your energy goes up, you're going to feel more athletic, and people are going to ask you, what are you doing? You look fantastic. So it's 21 days. You just test driving it and see what you can do. That's the way we do it. So try it out for a week. Just test out the foods that to see what would fit. And then when you know what they are, do it all vegan all the time for 21 more days, and it will change your life.
And just kind of a final question here, I guess. More for my interest, I guess. I've been studying like cell regeneration, and basically that you get a new stomach every 5 days. You can, through the process of cells dying and regenerating within your body, skin is the one that is a lot of people will be accustomed to. Obviously dust is dead skin, yet here we have new skin all the time. Does any of your research or any of your study ever get into that level of like a cell regeneration in combination with some of the dietary recommendations you have?
Well, what we really find is that our health processes are very much a two-way street. So instead of our body getting worse and worse and worse and older, the body can, in a sense, get younger in certain ways. And what I mean by that is, let's say you have a cell, a muscle cell that's started accumulating fat, and so it's now become insulin resistant, and its metabolism is not what it was when it was younger. When you go on the healthy diet that I'm describing, that cell actually will start, according to the best data we have, to regenerate its mitochondria, which are the little microcellular ingredients inside that burn energy. You see them start to repopulate. The metabolism goes back up, and it's as if you are younger than you were before. Now, don't get me wrong, this is not a fountain of youth and you will not live forever. But what I mean to say is that you will feel better, people may notice the difference, it's the best way to lose weight and keep it off over the long run. One last thing I would want to say is that many top-level athletes are now going vegan. The top female tennis player, Serena Williams, and also Novak Djokovic, the top male tennis player, both adopted vegan diets. It gives them better energy, it makes them feel better, and we're seeing football players, baseball players, and especially the long-distance runners going this way because it gives them more energy than they ever had before. So if you just need energy to get to work and to feel good during the day and have a good night's sleep, this is the way to go. But if you're competing at a high level, it is super.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Neil Barnard with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hello, my name is Otis, and I'm with the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. With me today is Chris Olson, co-owner of Treasure Island. And we have a few questions for him. Number one, what was your first job, Chris?
My first job was actually sorting papers for my dad here at Treasure Island. So back then, we were in West Acres, down in the basement. And he would have so much business happening, so many deals going on, that he'd have all these different papers everywhere around his desk. And I wanted to hang out with Dad and help him somehow. And so he'd say, okay, Chris, go through and pick up all these different papers over here, and then I want you to alphabetize them. And so I would do that based on the name of whoever the person was that sent the invoice or the paper, and I'd get them into stacks. And then I'd put them into folders that had that person's name on it. So I could save him a lot of time and make sure that everything was organized and sorted by date. And so, yeah, that's how I got started. I think I was probably, maybe 6 or 7 years old back when when I was sorting papers for my dad.
Did you get paid doing it or not?
Yeah, he would give me, you know, a couple bucks to go play some video games over at Pirate's Den, because we had Pirate's Den in the mall back then, and so the big arcade games where you could pop the quarters in. And
a perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.